on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us here at Rosie on the House, celebrating 30 years, all possible by you, the listeners. Y'all have consistently come through for us and keeping us on the air for 30 years. We appreciate that and our time together Saturday mornings. Now, I have a funny story, Rick, but I'm going to save it for later. As we're talking about citrus fertilizing, why even fertilize? I mean, there was a lot of years before we invented fertilizers and commercial granulars that these citrus trees were alive and thrive. I mean, they've been around a long time before we started messing with them. What's the purpose of fertilizing?
Well, all plants require 16 essential elements, some 17. And you can always remember those fertilizer elements by the short acronym C. Hopkins Cafe, cleverly managed by my cousin Mo. And that's basically just letters from the periodic
table. Designated to memory, baby.
Carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, nitrogen, sulfur, calcium, iron, manganese, magnesium. Anyway, there's
this 16. Is why we record for podcasting later.
Correct, correct. But you can look up the 16 essential elements, and you can learn about the elements that are required for plant metabolism. So plant food is not fertilizer. Plant food is photosynthesis. So the sun hits the leaf. The leaf has chlorophyll in it, uses water, uses carbon dioxide, and makes carbohydrates. The 16 essential elements are required as nutrients for the plant, just like we have nutrients in our metabolism that are required for us. So scientists have learned over the last 100 years or so that these 16 essential elements are required by plants, and the three big ones are N, P, and K. So that's nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So if you get a bag of fertilizer, it'll have three numbers on the front of it. It'll say like 10, 10, 10, or 5, 5, 5. And those are the important macronutrients. And we've learned that nitrogen, the N part of NPK, really stimulates rapid growth and development of plants. And so farmers started to use manures originally as fertilizers, and then after World War II, there were chemical fertilizers that were made out of ammonia and nitrate products, and those benefited the rapid growth of plants and agriculture worldwide.
And when we're applying that to citrus, does it make your citrus juicier? Does it make it bigger? Does it make it more colorful?
Well, the answer is yes, no, maybe, and it depends. And it actually, that's the interesting thing about fertilizers. If you were a farmer, you know, people think they need fertilization, but if you do not know the actual tissue analysis of the leaves and the actual 16 essential elements that are present in the soil and in the water, you may or may not need some of those nutrients as fertilization. So generally speaking, fertilization enhances the growth and the vitality of plants. If you fertilize your roses, you get better blooms. If you fertilize your fruit trees, you get better fruit. That's a general assumption, but it may not necessarily be true.
Very interesting. And on the topic of fruit, one of our texters here just moved into a home that has figs in it, and they wanted to know, what do I need to know about owning a fig tree? The first thing I would say is get the Country Living Handbook and read up and order your supplies on jarring.
Well, figs are one of the oldest fruit crops that have been grown by human beings going back for thousands of years. It's
the fig leaf.
Biblical plant, correct. And they're delicious.
We don't suggest that use in modern times for fig trees.
It would work, though. It would work. But, yeah, figs are very well adapted to our climate. Any Mediterranean climate or climate like the Middle East is very similar to the native habitat of the edible figs. And there are many, many varieties of figs, and they bear generally two crops a year. And it's a wonderful fruit tree. And there again, they would benefit from healthy soil and general fertilization as well.
Now, if I've got some leftover citrus fertilizer, I mean, is it that big a deal to put it on the figs, or because of the difference in the numbers, and this is a different type of classification than citrus, you know, you can go in there and you've got nut tree fertilizer, you've got stone fruit fertilizer, you got citrus fertilizer. Is it a big difference, or can you cross-pollinate those?
You can
yes,
use
yes, no, maybe, and
yes,
it depends.
And actually, the best answer is yes, no, maybe, and it depends. Basically, if you are a farmer, there is an optimal nutrient ratio of all of those 16 essential elements for every crop. And the general parameters are the same. So you need so many parts per million of many of the nutrients and so much of a percentage of many of the nutrients. So generally speaking, yes, any commercially prepared fertilizer, whether it's an all-purpose fertilizer, a tree and nut fertilizer, a citrus fertilizer, they all basically have the same blend of nutrients, primarily focusing on nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
So you can get away with it.
You can get away with it.
All right, there you go. We appreciate the text in. That's 411-923. And as we go to the bottom of our news break, the phones are hot at 888-767-4348. That's 888-ROSIE-4U.